Morning, Rabbi. Carrying on Hilchos Chofetz Chaim. We're in the middle of Hilchos Achilles. It's limited as Leschus, Rafu Shlema of Yosef Devin Chela, Vesech Shor Chule Yisrael. So we are up to just that little bit again. Let's go back a little bit so it all flows together, hopefully. And then Issa Kabbalah Shachilis who are filled with Messiah Lefi Tzilis. You can't accept Rechilis, even if you heard it from somebody who is absolutely, sorry, if you hear it from somebody who is just saying something, doesn't intend to cause any harm at all. Just speaking innocently. Dehayne shu roesh ha-masapelo kivim v'zele erim medonim al-chaveru. I.e., he realizes that the person who is speaking does not intend to cause any problems. Rakshab mikra yotzadom v'zeme pib. It just came out by accident from his mouth. The chol yetzer perotov nevoi etc. That go back to other halachas. Apply the same halachas in lashon hara. Would apply here in rechilas. Carries on the chofetz chaim. Ve'im ro olav devorim nikorim. If he saw recognizable things, what we call circumstantial evidence, shenire al yodom, through which it appears she emes hu mashe superlo olav, that through this circumstantial evidence, it looks like what Reuben said about Shimon is true. Shehu osalo diber olov kach v'kach, that he did or he said so and so. Im mutla ha'amin machvas ze olov olo. If one is allowed to believe it because of this or not, depends again on the halachas which we've learnt with Lashon Hara. The Chofetz Chaim now sums up. Ach kadei lahokel al kora, to make it easier for the reader, echto b'kitza hayotzei misham. I will now write here a brief summary. The tzorech lezeh elu hachamisha protim, that you need these five protim. Start one prat now. She'inan hadvorim nekorim modim olov shu emes. That the circumstantial evidence, or this dvorim hanikorim, leye b'ma sheshote lesadchus. You should not be able to judge it lechavschus. In other words, it has to be 100%. Looks bad, looks not favorable. It can't look favorable at all in any way. And then you can believe it. I think at this point we'll carry on tomorrow in Yitz Hashem. We come on to the speaker just to remind the Olam that tomorrow we're on Hendon Adas for an extended program starting at 10 o'clock and it goes all the way on to 11:15. Two Shurim tomorrow and Hendon Adas. On Thursday we're back here in Noel Moshe upstairs. There are three Shurim, 9:30 to 10, 10 to 10:30 and 10:30 to 11. And on Friday, again, an extended program upstairs, 9:30 to 10 and 10 to 10:30.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Started at the Torway Northwest London, Tuesday, Kaf Gimel, Kislev, 24th of December, Rabbi Yosef Lewis, Shlita, Chanukah Inyan. This week's Torah is sponsored, L'schus L'refuah Shleima L'chol Chulei Yisrael, L'schus Okay. The Ramah in Tofresh Pei Beis, Sifud Aleph, brings halacha that if someone forgets al anisim in benching, when he gets to Horachmon, he should say, Horachmon o yaselon o nisim v'niflois, k'shem sh'asisu l'aviseinu b'yom ha'mahim b'zman hazeh, and continue with b'mei matisyahu. So if someone forgets al anisim benching, he should say it by the Horachmons, and he says it b'loshen tefillah, Horachmon hu yaselonu nisim. It's a bakosha that the Rebbeinu Shalom should do for us nisim. Kishem shasisu laviseinu, just like he did to our fathers in the days of Matisyahu. And he continues. Mishmura says that the same would apply in davening. If he forgets it in davening, he should say it before Yiyul Rotzoin in a Roshan bakosha. The Achreinim ask a kasha that one should really not daven for nisim. So when we say Allah Nisim, we just, it's in the middle of Moedim, or by benching,
then we just bring out the nisim that Rabbeinu Shalom did. But if we move it on to Harachmon, it becomes a bakosha. Harachmon hu yaseh anu nisim. We doubt that Rabbeinu Shalom should do for us nisim. And the Pesukim say that we shouldn't daven for nisim. They bring your eye from the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Samach. The Gemara says, Hoyso ishtoi mu'uberes. If one's wife was pregnant, umispalel in some davens, yirotzin shetelet ishti zocha, that my wife should have a zocha. Hariz a tefillas shav. It's a tefillas shav. The Gemara asks famously from Leah. We know that Leah had already 6 children. Bilhah and Zilpah had 2 children each. Now, she knew b'nevuah that it's going to be 12 shvatim. And she was pregnant with her 7th child. So she said that if she's going to have a 7th boy, then that leaves Rachel only a chance for one more, which will be less than the shvachos. So we see that she was concerned about it. And the Gemara says, Ein maskirin maisenissim. We don't ask and we don't mention things that happened al pi neis. So l'chayre being derived from this that it happened to Leah. It was a neis that's what happened. But l'chayre we should not daven. It's a tefillas shav. It's not something that we should daven for nissim. So how can we put bimei matis yo in our rachmon where we daven who yaseh lanu nissim and when Shlom should do for us nissim? So the shayre tshuva. In this is in Kuf Pei Zayin and Halachos of Benching. He says one chilek. He says that one shouldn't daven nisim for himself, and that's why the lashon is Harachmon Hoyase Lonu nisim. They daven in general for Klal Yisrael that the Rebbeinu Shlom should do nisim for Klal Yisrael. A person shouldn't daven for nisim for himself, but davening for Klal Yisrael in general, that one's allowed to. He brings another teretz. He says, a paradigm thing, he says, the mechom of the chashmenoim was derech hateva. The nes of the menorah was a nes above teva, but the nes of chashmenoim, I don't know how, but as the nes of the chashmenoim was derech hateva. The daven through nisim, which were derech hateva, that nisim, but derech hateva should happen to us, that you're allowed to. No, it's a nes b'derech teva. It's a mechomet, so which side wins? So it can look b'derech teva. I mean, the chashvenoi, mesati, geborim, b'yad chaloshim, but those are the words of the Shari Tshuva. But let's try and explore this a bit more and maybe come to another answer. There's a kasha of Shlomo Kluger asks, how were Klal Yisrael allowed to eat the mon and drink of the water of the Be'er of Miriam? L'chayah, these things were Maisenissim. The Mon, the Be'er of Miriam, and the Midbar were all Maisenissim. The Gemara in Taina says, Eloze Ishbirsa had a nes, and all his warehouses were Bederach nes, were filled with produce. And he made a shvuah that he's not going to have any anor from it. Now Rashi explains over there, Rashi says, the Maisim Nisimhu, because this is all B'derech Nes, and he brings a Gemara in Tainas Tavchof, Oshtila Odom Lahonisim Maisim Nisim, that a person should not have Hanoah from Maisim Nisim. Vim Oysin, if someone, if we do a Nes, the Rosh Hashanah has to do a Nes for someone, Menakin Loi Mizchi Yosef, then he will, the Rosh Hashanah Chaschili will have to deduct from his Chusim. So a person shouldn't have anor from schusim. That's why Eloze Ishbirsa says he's not having any anor from this produce, which appeared in his warehouses b'derech nes. Sivso asks of Shlomo Kluger and many other achronim, how were Klal Yisrael able to have anor from the mon and from the be'er if it was all maaseh nisim? So Shlomo Kluger says, it was only the Issa to have anor from Maaseh Nisim that the Gemara brings the Tainus is only Issa med Rabbanon. So in the Midbar, before the Torah was given, before Takonis the Rabbanon, Klal Yisrael were allowed to have anor from the Mon and the Be'er. Later on, Chazal made a Gezerah, Takona, that we shouldn't have anor from Maaseh Nisim. But the other Steh Chemed asks, that the rule is that something that is clear in the Torah that it is mutter, The Chachomim have no koyach to come and say it's osa. The Chachomim can add on a gezera, a takona, but something that the Torah very clearly says is mutter, the Chachomim can't come and say it's osa. Now the Torah says the Klal Yisrael had an offer from the Mon, from the Be'er, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, go and collect it. Friday, Shabbos, gave them all the instructions of they can eat from the Mon. So the Torah very clearly gave Klal Yisrael permission to have an offer from Ma'aseh Nissen, the Be'er and the Mon. How can you say that the Rabbanon came later and asked to have an offer from Ma'aseh Nissen, where we see clearly in the Torah that it was mutter to have an offer from Ma'aseh Nissen? And also he says we find all through the generations endless stories how Klal Yisrael had an offer from Ma'aseh Nissen. He brings rice in the Midbar itself. Tosfos Chulin says that in the Midbar there were trees that grew when the Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar that gave them all sorts of delicious fruits. There's a Gemara in Yuma that in the Beis HaMikdash Shlomo HaMelech planted trees of gold that gave out fruits, and that was panosa for the Kohanim. Endless amount of nisim that we see that Klal Yisrael had an offer from over the generations. So the Achronim say that when the Gemara says we shouldn't have an offer from Maisa Nisim, is when the Ness is made personally for the Toiva of the person. If a Ness is made just simply for the Toiva of a single person, then the person shouldn't have an offer from that Ness. But a Ness that is made for the godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam, a Ness which is made to bring out the Kovod Shemayim, then it's the opposite. If you have Hanor from that Ness, that will increase the Kvod Shemayim, that will bring out the godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore you're allowed to. There's a big chilek. A Ness which is made privately for a person, for the toiv of one person, then of course you shouldn't have Hanor from it. But a Ness that is made for the godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam, to bring out the covered of Hashem, then having an offer from the Ness will bring out more Kvod Shemayim. Let's see. He says in the Midbar, the Gemara in Yuma says, a lot more mon came down than what was needed. A lot more, why? The Gemara says that all Malchei Mizrach Umarov came to see the mon. The mon wasn't just there just for the purpose of Klal Yisrael. If it was just for the Torah of Klal Yisrael, the right amount of mon could have come down. Everyone gets their little portion, exactly what they need, because just for the Torah of Klal Yisrael. The mon seemingly was there after Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim to realize the godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The world heard and saw about it. That was there to bring out the godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Kvod Shemayim, the Hashgach HaPratis that Ribbono Shel Olam has in the world. And made it from such an S, a person is allowed to have Hanor. We all know the famous Medrash in Parshas Va'era. A Yid and a Mitzri lived together in the same house. And they had a barrel of water, the Medrash says, Gigis Shalmayim. And the Mitzri would go and take some water from the barrel, and he would have dam, blood will come out. The Yid will go, and he would take out water. And the Medrash says that Klal Yisrael became very wealthy because they sold that water to the Mitzrayim. And of course, the same kasha that Mefarshim asked over there, how were Klal Yisrael able to have Hanor from Ma'aseh Nissim? It was Ma'aseh Nissim. I was thinking, actually, I'm not sure if it's a nace, but maybe it's only a nace when it turns into water. I'm not sure what was in the barrel. It was in the barrel water, and when they took it out, it became dumb. Well, the Chayyim Pashas Pesukim, it all became dumb. And when the Yid took it out, it became water. So it was Ma'aseh Nissim. So how were they able to have Hanor from Ma'aseh Nissim? And the answer is, as we said, because the Tachlis of Makas of Dam wasn't just for the Toiva of Klal Yisrael. Toiva of Klal Yisrael could have left it water. It was to bring out the godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam, how he can differentiate between Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim to every smallest detail. And the Tachlis was to show the power and the greatness of the Ribbono Shel Olam in every prat. And in such a way, take the Yid taking water, taking the blood and turning it into water, that is Marba Kvod Shemayim. And therefore that is Mutter. And let's go one step further.
Sorry, can I just...
Yep.
If Hashem makes a nes for somebody, how can the person not have hanor for it? Because, stories heard from Gaza, for example, all sorts of individual stories. And how... Isn't it...
That was a famous big story which everyone knows. It becomes publicized. We'll soon get to a case. Yaakov Avinu, for example, when he crossed the Yarden, we'll talk about it soon. No one was there.
Right.
He was there by himself. So it was a personal toiva, a nes for him, which no one knew about. Now, the Gemara, famous Gemara in Shabbos. Famous Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos about Hanukkah. The Gemara in Shabbos says, my Hanukkah. The Tana Rabbanon, you'll know the Gemara. Chof Hei, the Kislev, the 25th of Kislev. Yoyim Hanukkah, the days of Hanukkah. Tamniyah is 8. 8 days of Hanukkah. So the Gemara gives 2 halachas. Deloy le mispid behind, no hespedim. Or deloy le anes behind, not to fast. Why? When the Yivonim entered the Heichal, Timu kol Hashmanim, Shebeheichal they made everything tamei. Ukashigavra Malchus Beis Chashmonoi, when the Beis Chashmonoi overpowered them, the Nitzchum and they won, Bodku they checked to Leimotsu el Pach Echot Shel Shemen, they found one jug of oil, Shayimunach Bechay Somer Shel Kohen Gadol that was lying there with the signature of the Kohen Gadol. Only had for one day. So Yomar gives you the story. Everything was tomei. When they went in, they found one jug of oil, and this happened. They burnt for 8. The Yomar finishes. Lashon Acheres, the next year, Kovum v'osum yomim toivim. They made these 8 days into yomim toivim. V'halal v'hoidor. For halal and hoidor. The Yomar starts off with halachas, no hesped. No tainus. Why? Brings you the whole story. And therefore, they made these days of halal and hoidor. And the Gemara doesn't mention the mitzvah of hadlakas ner Chanukah. It brings you the story. It doesn't say anything about the mitzvah of ner Chanukah. So I saw from my Rebbe, Reb David Soloveitchik, he brings the Rambam. And the Rambam says, also brings a story, and the Rambam says, these days should be days of Simcha and Halal, like the Gemara. Umadlikin bohen haneros. And in those days, we light the candles. We light the neros. She said, the Rambam doesn't say these are days of Simcha, Halal, and Hadlokas Aner. It seems like two sentences. The days are days of Simcha and Halal. And in those days, Umadlikim Bohen Haneris. In those days, we also light the candles. What's the pshat, he says? He says, the Yisoid of the Mitzvah of Chanukah is not Hadlokas Neris. The Yisoid, as we see in the Gemara, of the days of Chanukah is Halal Vahidor. That's what it's all about. Now, possibly one of the ways that we bring out the Hal Vaidor is by lighting the Neros. But the Yisoid of the Mitzvah of Chanukah is not Neros. The Yisoid of the Mitzvah of Chanukah, the day of Chanukah is Mechayev, Halal Vaidor. As the Gemara says, no Hesped, no fasting, Halal Vaidor. The Rambam says, there's a halacha that on those days we light the Neros. Possibly because lighting the Neros brings out the Halal Vaidor. But the Yisoid of that day is Halal Vahidor. That's the whole tachlis of the day. Because the whole tachlis of Chanukah, as we know, is Pirsum Anes, bringing out the godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam from the Nisim that happened. The Rambam, also famous Rambam, the Rambam says, Mitzvah Sneh Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Yad Moed. The Mitzvah of Chanukah is Chaviva, beloved, with Tzorech Odom Li Zoeva. First, you should be very careful. Kedei lo yidia hanes, to be moidia hanes, ulohoysif b'shvach hakel, to be moysif in the praise of Hashem, voidoya lo yalanisim sh'osolanu. Now, this is a Loshna Rambam, which we don't find very often. I don't think Rambam writes, but any other mitzvah, chaviva yad mo'id, to be befarsim the nest, to give shvach voidoya to Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, he says, even if someone doesn't have money, he should sell whatever he has to buy the Neros. So that is, the Rambam learns that the entire Yisoid of the Mitzvah of Chanukah is to be mefarsim the nest, to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, to give Shvach Vahidor. That is the Yisod of the Mitzvah of Chanukah. There's another Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, also famous Gemara, Horoya Ne'er Chanukah. Someone's walking down the street, and he sees the Ne'er Chanukah, Tzorich Levorich, he makes the bracha of Shos. And this him, the first night, he'll also do Shechianu. That's Machlokes Rishonim. Has this person lit the menorah? If he's lit, then he obviously has made the bracha. He's not going to do it again. Machlokes Rishonim is, if they've lit for him at home, he's out of the house, for some reason he can't light himself, but they've lit for him at home. And now he knows that they've lit for him at home, he's walking the street and he sees the Ne'er Chanukah. Does he make the bracha or not? Rashi learns, no, only if they haven't lit for him at home. The Rashba brings a shitta that even if they've lit for him at home, they've made the brachas for him, they've lit, he's been yotze his chiyov is on the bias, let's say, so he's been yotze his chiyov, he's walking the street, he sees the Ne'er Chanukah, he needs to make a bracha. And the Rashba asks, you don't find this by any other mitzvah, that if you've been yotze the mitzvah, you go and make brachas. So I sort of shot it like this. Possibly the Birchas Horaiyah, this bracha that we make for seeing Ne'er Chanukah, is not a Birchas HaMitzvahs. There are different categories of types of brachas. This is not a Birchas HaMitzvahs because he's not doing the mitzvah. He's done the mitzvah because they've lit for him at home. Possibly it's a Birchas HaShvach. It's a Birchas HaShvach. Like we find, if a person goes, the Gemara says in brachas, Horoya Mokim Shanas Eloi Nes, or a person goes to a place where Nisim happened to Klal Yisrael, then he makes a bracha, Baruch She'osol Li Nes B'Mokim Hazeh. There's a bracha that we make for Nisim that had happened in the past. What is that bracha? That's a Birchas HaShvach. It's thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for the Nes that once happened. So this person, that they've lit for him at home, he's been Yotze's mitzvah, but he's now making a Birchas HaShvach. He goes in the street and he sees the Ne'er Chanukah, he's making a bracha, and that is a Birchas HaShvach. Now, possibly even more than that, not only the person that walks in the street and makes the bracha is a Birchas HaShvach, possibly when we make the bracha She'osa Nisim, that is also a Birchas HaShvach. The Lashon in the Sheiltis is like this. Mechayven, the person, translated, the person is mechayev to be moide and meshabeach for Hashem at the places that Nes happened for him, ubeyoyme deshrach shneis, and on days that Nisim happened to him, kegoyin, he says, Chanukah Purim, mevorech she'osa Nisim al shrago. You make the brocha of she'osa Nisim when you light the menorah. The pshat is the brocha that we make she'osa Nisim is not a Birchas HaMitzvahs, it's a Birchas HaShvach, it's a bracha of praising and thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for the Nes that happened. And Amela, that answers the Rashba's Kasha. The Rashba says, how can a person walking in the street make a bracha? He's already been yotze the mitzvah, he's very poshut, because he's not making a Birchas HaMitzvahs. He's making a Birchas HaShvach. So he's been yotze at home, but there's a chiyuv for every person to make a Birchas HaShvach. So,
each time you see
the... No, once. It's one time a chiyuv. Yeah, one time a chiyuv. Yeah. So we said, let's summarize, we have three nekudas we said here. Number one, we said, the issa of having an off from Nisim is only when the Nes is made personally for a person where no one knows about it. But if a tachlis of the Nes is to bring out the godless Hashem, to be mefarsim Hashem, then one should have an off from Nisim. The second that could be said is that the whole mehus and the yisoid of the days of Chanukah is halal v'hoidor, as the Gemara says, kovom yimid days of halal v'hoidor, through the neiros, but that's the yisoid of Chanukah, halal v'hoidor. And thirdly, the brocha that we make she'osa nisim is a birchas hashvach. Now let's go back to the kasha we started with. We started with the kasha that if halacha the Ramos says if someone forgets Alanisim in benching, he should say it by Rachman. He should say it by Rachman, and the kasha that the Achronim ask is, how come one daven for Nisim? So the Shus Yaakov answers, that there's a big chilek between, as we said, nisim nistorim and nisim geluyim. A hiddenness, like the case when someone davens when his wife's pregnant. No one will know if the nes happened, bechlal. No one will know. We don't know if it was going to be a zocho, or the Ben Shalom made a nes. There's nothing that's going to bring out kvod shemayim through davening for that nes. And therefore you shouldn't daven for such nisim. But davening for on Chanukah, for about the nisim that happened on Chanukah, the whole mehus of Chanukah is Godless of the Rebbeinu Shloilam, being mefarsim the name of the Rebbeinu Shloilam. The whole bracha is all birchas hashvach, to praise and thank the Rebbeinu Shloilam, to daven for those types of nisim, through those types of nisim, that is avada muta. In last week's, 2 weeks ago in the parsha, it says by Yaakov Avinu says, Kotointi mikola chasodim mikola emes, ki bemakli ovarti esayadin. Yaakov Avinu was worried that he's lost out from his chusim, ki bemakli ovarti esayadin. So I saw from the Yetav Leif, Satmar Rebbe, he says the Targum, I looked it up, the Targum says, ki bemakli, says the Targum yechidi, alone, by myself. Rashi famously brings the Medrash, Bamakli, that when Yaakov Avinu crossed the Yarden years earlier, he used a stick and split the Yarden. So he says these are not two pshatim. This is one pshat, it's all one big pshat. He says Yaakov Avinu scared that his chusim was used. Why? Because this was a nes yechidi. This was a nes which was made personally for him. This is not a nes that anyone else knew about. This is not a nes that brought out Kvod Shemayim and Pirsum Hashem and Godless of the Rebbeinu Shloilam, because Yechidi, I was there all by myself. And it was a nes that happened all by myself when I split the Yarden. And from such a nes, one shouldn't have anor. That's why he was worried. Kitointi mikol hachasodim, ki bemakli ovarti es hayarden, and the Apostle finishes, v'ato hayisi l'shtei machnis, only now I'm two machnis. Back then, I was yechidi, I was alone. And I had an offer from an S that didn't bring out any Kvod Shemayim. To finish off, I saw Kasha. So, if Bion forgets Alanisim, he says it in a Rachmon. And that's where it turns into a bakosha. When we say Ala Nisim on the right place, it's just a Shvach Vaidor, Ala Nisim. If you forget about it, you say it in a Rachmon, and then it changes from just Shvach to a bakosha. Why? Why is it not a bakosha on the right place? Why don't we daven that the Rebbeinu Shloim should do for us Nisim? Only if you forget about it, then it becomes a bakosha, Hu Yasil on Nisim. Another kasha. In Al Anisim we say, "Ulecha osisa shem gadol v'kodesh v'olamecha." The Rebbeinu Shloimeh made shem gadol v'kodesh v'olamecha. The Rebbeinu Shloimeh became great and gadol v'kodesh. Ulaamcha Yisrael, and for your nation osisa teshua gadola, you gave an incredible help. Lechoya should have been the other way around. First, ulaamcha Yisrael osisa teshua gadola. For Klal Yisrael, you saved them and you helped them and you gave them to win the Melchama. And then, Ulecha Asis Hashem Gadol. And that brought out the godless of the Rebbeinu Shloilam. It's the wrong way. The Rebbeinu Shloilam made himself Shem Gadol V'Kadosh. And after that, he helped Klal Yisrael. It was the other way around. Through the Rebbeinu Shloilam helping Klal Yisrael, that brought out the godless of the Rebbeinu Shloilam. So I saw from Chaim Kaufman, he says, the whole tachlis of the Melchama of the Chashmonaim was to bring out the Kvod Shemayim. Like we said all along, the whole Yesod of Chanukah is Halal Voidor, the Brachas of Birchas HaShvach. Why? Because the Chashmonaim were there to do one thing, to bring out Kvod Shemayim, to fight for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. They didn't do it for themselves. They did it for Kvod Shemayim, to be emphasized in the name of Hashem. Ulecha sisa shem gadol v'kodesh, because there was nisraba and nisgadol the shame and the kavod of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam helped Klal Yisrael. Because if the tachlis of the avodah of a yid is to bring out Kvod Shemayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam will do anything else he needs. And Amela, going back to our first kasha, why do we only daven hu yasel anonisim if we forget alanisim? And the pshat is, I saw this from one of the earlier Gera Rebbes. He says, if a person thanks the Ribbono Shel Olam where he needs to, he doesn't need to daven for nisim. The Ribbono Shel Olam will give him what he needs. If he forgets to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam in the right place, now you need to daven for nisim. But if a person remembers to praise and thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, the whole day is shvach voido, hal voido to Ribbono Shel Olam, on the right place. If you give the Shem Gadol of a Kaddish to Ribbono Shel Olam, then there'll be teshuah gedolah, there'll be help for every single person. He doesn't have to ask for it, because his whole tachlis is kavod of Ribbono Shel Olam. Shtake b'zoicha, that through the neiros of Chanukah we should bring out the person of the kavod of Ribbono Shel Olam. We shouldn't have to daven for nisim. We should have yeshuas and refuas and everything. Hatzlochin klal Yisrael. Ad bias goyel tzedek v'meher v'yameinu amen.
Wife of the Nevi'im, she had a personal miracle for herself, and she had benefit from it.
Which one is Elisha? The oil? Yes. Oh, 1 second. Gives you a lot of...